Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 47. This is April 5th, 2011, and our topic today is, why do we have moods? Usually in my weekly posts, I present some information that I think will be useful to you, something I've learned that I want to pass on to you. This week, I want to reverse that process. I'd like your collective wisdom to educate me and everyone else who reads my blog. The topic is moods. This mental state first became an issue in my occurring courses, where the participants and I were trying to identify all the factors that seemed to influence how reality occurred for us. In other words, what determined the meaning we gave events as we experienced them, moment by moment. We realized that probably the major source of our occurrings was our beliefs and conditionings. Other relevant sources included our physical condition and our moods. But when we tried to state specifically what we meant by a mood and where our moods came from, we were stumped. After a lot of thinking and a bunch of research, I came up with a few ideas which I'd like to share with you in this post. But instead of ending with my conclusion, I'm going to end with a request that you take a look at what I've presented and then tell me and my readers what you think. And let's see if our collective thinking can figure out what moods really are, where they come from, and how to change them if they're negative. What do the experts say? I checked to see what Wikipedia had to say. Quote, a mood is a relatively long-lasting emotional state. Moods differ from emotions in that they're less specific, less intense, and less likely to be triggered by a particular stimulus or event. Moods generally have either a positive or negative valence. In other words, people generally speak of being in a good mood or a bad mood. Unlike acute emotional feelings like fear and surprise, moods often last for hours or days. Mood also differs from temperament or personality traits, which are even longer lasting. Nevertheless, personality traits such as optimism and neuroticism predispose certain types of moods. Long-term disturbances of mood, such as depression and bipolar disorder, are considered mood disorders. Mood is an internal subjective state, but it often can be inferred from posture and other behaviors. Close quote. Some of my thinking. Moods seem to be like emotions in some respects and different in other respects. They both can be positive or negative. Moods tend to last longer than emotions. Usually emotions are set off by a specific stimulus, in the case of stimulus conditionings, or by the meaning we give specific events at the time, in other words, our occurrings. I'm not sure what creates our moods. A mood colors one's perception and behavior. It's like a filter through which one views reality. Therefore, it can affect the meaning you give to an event, which determines how events occur to us. Although our occurrings can influence the mood we're in, it seems more common that moods affect our occurring. I said earlier that our physical conditions, such as being in pain or being tired, can affect our occurring. It also can affect our mood. In an earlier blog post on emotions, I wrote, quote, sadness, unhappiness, grief, and sorrow are emotions that result from feeling powerless in the face of not having or not being able to have what we want, or losing what we had, close quote. You can find this on my blog, mortylefko.com/y-negative-emotions. Now that I think about it, these four emotions have many of the characteristics of moods. Could moods be affected by the same principle that determine emotions? In that earlier post, I explained the source of our negative emotions. It's possible that moods have a stimulus just like emotions, but it's usually easier to identify the stimulus for an emotion because we're aware of the emotion starting and thus can usually see what precedes it. A mood is more diffuse, and we can be in a good or bad mood for a while before we're aware of it. So if there's a specific stimulus, it might be more difficult to identify it. Emotions can be quickly and easily eliminated using either the LEFCO stimulus process, if the emotions are caused by stimulus occurrings, or the LEFCO deconditioning process, if they're caused by our occurrings, in other words, the meaning we give to current events. I'm not sure how to get out of moods. People's moods are confusing. When I try to apply all that I know about moods to a specific situation, I realize how little I really understand about this topic. For example, when I think about my two daughters when they were teens, I remember that they usually were in very good or bad moods. When they were in a bad mood, they would get angry very easily over the slightest thing, would yell at me and others, seemingly without provocation, and would give negative meanings to almost everything. On the other hand, when they were in a good mood, the opposite would happen. They would be very loving and would put a positive spin on almost everything that happened. Is a mood the way our life is occurring to us at the moment? And will a mood like inertia keep going once it gets started until something stops it? If a mood is the result of our beliefs, then why can the same person with the same beliefs, such as my daughters, be in a very good mood and a very bad mood in the space of a single day? What would determine what mood she's in, as she has the same beliefs in both cases? Could it be her occurrings that are determining the mood, as opposed to vice versa? What do you think? I've given you some of my random thoughts and a little of the research I've done. Now tell me what you think. Here's what I'd like you to address. Number one, what is a mood? Number two, what determines our moods? What is the source of moods? Number three, once we have a mood, what can we do to dissolve it intentionally or change it from negative to positive? Please write your thoughts on any one or all of these three questions, and then come back to this blog in a few days to read what others have written, which might stimulate you to write more. Maybe as a group we can come up with some good answers to these three questions. I can't wait to read what you have to say. And remember, if you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a good week. I look forward to talking to you next week with podcast number 48.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.